live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I'm very pleased to welcome my guest, Councillor Alex Boulat, from the County Council, who are responsible for libraries. You sit on one of the committees that's responsible for libraries, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. I'm the Vice Chair of the Communities Committee, so libraries is one of the many areas we cover, part of this committee.
Yeah, brilliant. And now, the Library Presents has revealed its full details of its upcoming programme. Now, this was after inviting local residents to help choose with the acts they'd like to see. It was a kind of like a vote, wasn't there, for lots of acts. And these are the ones that are now going to be being on this for this season.
Yes, indeed, I'm really pleased that we actually had over 500 residents from across the county, across Cambridgeshire, that responded to this opportunity to help us shape the programme. So we actually see the events that people want to come to. And since, I think, 2018, we had about 30,000 people or so attending various events put up by libraries. So residents were asked to choose their favourites. There was a menu of 40 different, you know, music, puppetry, dance, circus, theatre, storytelling events. And one of the ones that I'm really looking forward to is actually in Wisbech on the 4th of May, I think, which is Alfred Hitchcock's The Lodger, so the silent classic, which is being screened with music as well. So that'll be very exciting, I think.
So is that with live music screened with properly, isn't it?
Yeah, I think he says he says it will be screened with a musical accompanied by music. So I'm really looking forward to that one in Wisbech. Yeah. I mean, it's quite a long way from Cambridge, but I think it is worth it to go on the Saturday, 4th of May for that one.
And so what other ones are happening around here? Have they started already? I feel that they might have already started, or are they about to start?
So the programme runs from the 20th of April until end of July, I think. And there's something going on every week. There's a Library Presents website, so if you just go to library.live/librarypresents, you can see all the different events and you can filter them by location as well. So like from, you know, Wisbech in the north of the county to Cambridge Central Library. Of course, in Cambridge also have Barnwell Library, the Arbury Library and Histon as well, quite close to Cambridge, that have various events. So you can see all the information.
So give us an example. What's on, say, Arbury Library?
I'm just looking through the list now, and I see like St. Neot, St. Ives first. But look, for example, there's at the Arbury Church of the Good Shepherd Community Hall on the 29th of June, there's Jack and the Beanstalk, which should be very exciting, like as a family event, I think. And you can filter by different libraries as well. So there are a few others, I think, in Barnwell as well as the Cambridge Central Library. So, for example, there are also some other types of events at Cambridge Central Library on the 27th of April. I see here on the website.
That's just this weekend, isn't it?
It's one event called Writing a Neurodivergent Fairy Tale. So it's about like a storytelling event. So there's a good mix of, like, you know, family activities like Jack and the Beans, like storytelling activities, as well as the libraries. Now that we have the libraries of sanctuary status, we have some events that are more for migrant and refugee communities, as well as anyone who wants to find out more about the Libraries of Sanctuary program. But also we have kind of music and dance and fun events for everyone, for
and
the whole family.
Is there a fee for each of these events?
So the tickets, you can see them on the website. They are ranging from about £2 to £10. And we have some funding from the Arts Council as well to make the tickets accessible. There are discounts, of course, for students, for different categories, senior citizens, and so on. So each of them is a bit different, but yeah, I think they're accessible overall.
Yeah, that's a really a good discount compared to some of the the big live venue events, that sometimes the cost of them may be a barrier for people to go to them. So it's lovely that the libraries have taken this on board and decided that this is a good way to get the communities involved, really, in all sorts of arts.
Yeah, I think it's really important that, you know, libraries, we often think about libraries as spaces for books. You go there and read and sit in silence. But libraries are so much more. They're about community events. They're about actually finding out what services you're entitled to and getting the support. There are libraries offering, for example, free SIM cards, Wi-Fi, as well as just events from storytelling to, you know, nursery rhymes to like all sorts of different events. And I think that's really important to make events, especially in arts and culture, that are accessible, because as you say very rightly, I think often we think about, and myself as well, I think about arts and culture events as something that's perhaps not accessible or something that's not for me, but actually going to your local library and being able to access arts and culture is really important to, you know, for everyone, from like, you know, whether you have small children and you want to go to like a children themed event, or whether you want to go on your own to just try something new.
Yeah, I've noticed here, I mean, I've already caught my eyes, there's a couple here, it says the opera dudes, samba drumming, and also fused glass workshops are all set to return because they've been very popular in the past. So it's lovely that it's going to be a mix of ones that they know that are going to work well, and that people have been to. I mean, I'd like to go to all three of those. They all sound great. And then some new ones. And they are for different people and for different genres of things. So there's live music performances. There's Eastern Euro music, Balkan, Gypsy and classical music. And there's also traditional folk music as well. So I love all this. And then there's also theatre productions, but like you said, for both maybe a more adult audience or families or just children. And so it can, and there's a whole load of workshops as well in different art making things. So it's not just necessarily sitting and absorbing things, it's actually doing, which is also another great thing that's sometimes hard to find outside of school.
Yeah, definitely. I think some of the events you can really participate in. I remember about a year ago I went to a drumming workshop.
There's one here, it says. Yes. It looks really good.
And that's something that I would never have considered going, because I don't, you know, play any musical instruments. I'm not really like, you know, an artist in any shape or form. However, I thought like I'll try this one. And it was actually, they invited some of the migrant and refugee communities as part of like a sanctuary event. It was such a fun event, really, because you didn't have to have, you know, to be talented or have any practice. Like everyone, it was open to everyone, it was inclusive, everyone could participate. So I actually had a lot of fun there.
Yeah,
so I recommend.
Yeah. I'll say that there's, it says here there's a mosaic making, which I have done some mosaic making, and it was wonderful during lockdown to do that sort of thing, because I'd done a few courses beforehand. But there's clay, there's writing. So if you wanted to be a writer but you haven't quite got round to it, I think it's really lovely that there's so many accessible different things. And you said because of the funding, you were able to offer these at good prices. So remind me again where people find this, because it's going on. I mean, it's as of this week, isn't it? They're on this week and on right through to July. So if people are interested in getting involved in any of these events, and it doesn't have to be at your local library, is it? You can go to any of the libraries, of course.
Yes, of course, if anyone fancies a trip outside Cambridge City. I think it's quite nice to see libraries and how they compare to, because all of us who, you know, live or have lived in Cambridge, we know the Cambridge Central Library, some of the other ones like Arbury in Barnwell as well, in my own division in Abbey Ward. But actually visiting, for example, you know, the library in Wisbech, in March, in Huntington, like it's actually quite interesting to see how the different services
compare.
Yeah, and
maybe give you ideas to bring back. And my local library is Rock Road Library, and they have got more and more events going on now. That I know there's some book talks next week, and there's song times for children. There is a lot more now than, like you say, being quiet in the library and just having to sit there and look at an old out-of-date book or something. There's loads of that, and lots of digital online help there as well, isn't there?
Yes, a lot of resources just about what's available in the local area. So if you're someone who perhaps is looking to maybe sign up to a skills course, like, you know, we have Cambridgeshire Skills, and libraries can provide information on for anything from like English classes to maths and other things as well. But for the Library Presents, it is indeed running from the 20th of April until end of July. And there's a website with all this information. So it's, if you just go to library.live/Library Presents, the Library Presents, then you'll be able to find all of those, or just like, you know, look on your browser, Library Presents, and then you'll be able to see by location which one you want to go to. And each event has a bit of a description and the price as well, and the different discounts for the tickets as well.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for that. That's Councillor Alex Boulat, and it's the Library Presents new series.
Cambridge 105 Radio.